Protesters in Pittsburgh shut down part of an interstate last night following the fatal police shooting of an unarmed 17-year-old named Antoine Rose Jr. in East Pittsburgh Tuesday night. Rose was shot while running from a car during a traffic stop. He was a passenger in a car believed to be involved in another shooting earlier that night. For more, we're joined now by Anlie Herring, government reporter at WESA in Pittsburgh. And first of all, what more do we know about Rose?
Antoine Rose was a student at a high school in the Pittsburgh area called Woodland Hills, which has gotten a lot of attention recently for issues relating to gun violence. In the last year or so alone, 6 African American boys in this district have been shot. 4 of those were fatal, and none of them occurred on school property, but it is an issue that has really gripped the community. As far as Antoine is concerned, he has been reported to have been very beloved in the community. He volunteered at a local charity and he worked at a local gym club. People say he was very bright and he was known for being a good writer. His English teacher read a poem at a memorial for him where he says he is confused and afraid. And one of the lines in the poem says how he observes mothers burying their sons and how he never wants his mother to feel that pain.
Hmm. Now, I mentioned that Rose was shot while running from a car during a traffic stop, but what more do we know about the circumstances that led to this shooting?
Not much more information has come out beyond what's already been reported, except yesterday the Allegheny County Police Department did release the name of the officer who, as far as I've heard, admitted to shooting Rose. His name is Michael Rossfeld, and he was with the East Pittsburgh Police, which is a suburban force. Sometimes people think it is within the city of Pittsburgh. And he actually had just been sworn in hours before the shooting occurred, though he had been patrolling in East Pittsburgh for a few weeks before that. And he also had 8 years of policing experience leading up to that with a couple of municipal forces in the Pittsburgh area and also with the University of Pittsburgh.
I see. And how's the department itself responding? Is there going to be an investigation? What more are they going to be doing?
The East Pittsburgh Police Department really hasn't said anything on this. The investigation will be led by the Allegheny County Police Department as an independent agency. And this is really common practice in Pittsburgh because we have a lot of very tiny municipalities, so the county often provides that oversight.
I see. So then tell us a little bit more about the protests that have been happening. What are the protesters saying? Does it seem like they may continue?
I mean, the protesters are very upset, and the emotions range from anger to frustration to sadness. And there's also a real sense of resolve to get more political power in Pittsburgh. A common theme is that people really want to hold the district attorney accountable because they view him as not prosecuting officers in these use of force cases aggressively enough. So that is a theme to these protests.
Well, Anlie Herring is a reporter for WESA in Pittsburgh. Anlie, thank you so very much.
Thanks very much.